I'm looking for this today, right now, Angry Rich. Then Elizabeth Edwards today, in some obscure publication, and I can't find what that publication is now, but what she said was trying to explain why is it that John Edwards' campaign is lagging behind others. And she said, well, it's just going to happen. We can't make him a woman, and we can't make him black. Either of those two things will get you a lot of press, and that gets you a lot of fundraising. Wow.
Hmm.
You can't make him a woman, and you can't make him black. Oh, speaking of which, Angry Rich.
Yeah.
It's kind of an unfortunate moment yesterday.
Well, it wasn't yesterday, but yeah.
When was that?
It was last week.
Last week. You made some offhand comment about Edwards and the way Edwards has, shall we say, employed his wife in the campaign.
That's true, John. I sure did.
Yeah. And taking a little grief about that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Let's be specific about what you meant when you said, and I'll euphemize.
You can say it.
You said that Edwards was using his wife in the campaign in a certain way.
I said he was using his wife's cancer.
In a certain way, right.
Right.
What did you mean by that?
Well, can I read it to you?
Yes.
This is from the New York Post on April 5th. Democrat White House hopeful John Edwards' team has been collecting email addresses from supporters who've sent his cancer-stricken wife Elizabeth notes and using them for fundraising requests AIDS acknowledged yesterday.
Ah, so if you were, let's say, Laura Ingraham, who wouldn't be a John Edwards supporter, but would have a great deal of sympathy and sort of simpatico and sisterhood feelings toward Elizabeth Edwards because they're both cancer victims.
Right.
Laura went through her episode, and Elizabeth Edwards is going through hers. And if Laura Ingraham sent Elizabeth Edwards a, you know, stay strong, get well, note, they would use that as a campaign fundraising mail piece, expecting somebody like Laura Ingraham to cough up some bucks for
they them. Admitted to turning those emails around and soliciting cash, yes.
So your remark
was about that.
While unfortunate.
It was a poor choice of words, sure.
Was about that. And so, in fact, you were on high ground.
Right.
Correct.
It doesn't mean he's not duplicitous, which he is.
He is, yes.